Since 2019, the Gordon Foundation has been running treaty simulations in collaboration with communities, schools, and treaty experts. The Foundation's treaty simulation model provides a hands-on learning experience to help participants gain knowledge, new connections, and a deeper interest in treaties.
I'm really happy to be here to see these simulations take place. I think it's a really great opportunity to engage young people because they are our future, and I think it's really important that we spend this time really sharing the knowledge that we each have.
Being able to work with youth, being able to connect them back to what was involved in a treaty and how perhaps they could be involved even if they lived in an urban setting and the benefits that came from a treaty nation.
I've become very aware that we have a lot of young people that aren't aware of the agreements and sort of how they came to be and why they're important. The simulations are a really good way of sort of encouraging young people to consider careers in negotiation and implementation.
Well, I've got a fair amount of experience in treaty making. I thought it would be ideal to pass some of that knowledge and some of the skills down to the younger people.
Part of the modern treaties is that because it's fairly new, that the systems of implementation hasn't kept up with it or hasn't existed. We need to develop a system of implementation or a model of implementation that further strengthens our indigenous systems rather than take it away.
I think the event is going well and I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm most looking forward to learning. I'm excited that this is a simulation and I get to participate rather than sit back and watch.
Just meeting the new people from across Canada, I always like to listen to their stories, where they're coming from, and kind of get a glimpse of how their community is. Learning, I guess, the real life experience from them really opened my eyes to, the process. I always thought like the creating a treaty was quick and simple, but it turns out it can take years. So for me, that one was an eye-opener for sure.
Yeah, the negotiations, like I learned a lot. Especially being chair and then trying to push things forward and learning about other, like how it gets processed from like the start to the finish. That was like actually really cool because I don't really see it too often or see the process.
I got to pick the brains of a couple of advisors and I think I might be using some of this knowledge that I've got in my career. Some of my ancestors were heavily involved in the treaty agreement, so maybe some of that is still in me.
I think the treaty simulations give participants a small idea of what negotiations look like. Three parties, these are tripartite agreements, usually with the federal government, the territorial and provincial governments, and the Indigenous nation themselves. And just how important those rights are for Indigenous nations, and just having earned that seat at the table that really was there all the time, but having the recognition by the other governments and being able to equally participate and have a say in how things are managed within their own nations is a thing that the simulations really help teach younger people.
Through what we're doing now is simulation, is giving the youth a chance and an ability to kind of look at what we have now and get them used to expressing themselves and get them used to having a dialogue, but it's to create awareness that this is a field that needs to be filled because we're just starting. And so the methods of implementation that are developed is in tune with a strengthening exercise rather than more application of colonization.
It presents them with the full range of how to resolve disputes within the process. It teaches them mediation skills, arbitration skills, negotiation skills.
You know, really you can sort of pair your interest up with this work in a way, but I think a lot of young people sort of just sort of imagine people always sitting at the table sort of arguing over, you know, legal things rather than really sort of a lot of the work is about getting in a room and working with each other as partners and trying to, you know, really find a way to make something work in all aspects, like all sectors.
The last in-person treaty simulation that we did in Ottawa, there was this young girl who had gone to it. And she decided to go back to school based on the fact that she'd been to a treaty simulation. Her first 2 years were complete being on the dean's list at the college. She's completing a bit of her third year now with plans to go to UBC in the fall. Because, like she said, she wants to be like her dad, and I happen to be her dad. So this is one of the reasons why I know firsthand how important that the simulations work. It's a great way of youth getting connected to knowing about the treaty that that their nation is involved in.
It is the next generation that we want to see step forward and move into implementation of our agreements. A lot of us have been involved for a number of years, and frankly, I want to retire soon, and I want to make sure that there is someone falling behind me that's going to uphold our agreements, because they were fought for long and hard by our ancestors before us, and we need to make sure that we're upholding these agreements as we move forward into the future generations.
You hear about treaties and modern treaties and negotiations, but being able to participate like this, I found it really exciting and I wanted to join.
And I understand that they take a long time for negotiations, and that we should really appreciate all the members who do get a part of it.
Going through the process has given me a lot more confidence in confronting issues that are, you know, plaguing both parties. We had very little time to get to know each other, but by the end we were a pretty good team and had a great sense of humor, and there was lots of laughs, and we were excited to present our proposal.
Because of this this event, it really, I guess, increased my interest in treaties. Going back home, I would like to, I guess, be a little bit more involved in, I guess, future treaty development with my own community.